Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Hospitals in Arizona have begun activating surge plans to increase their capacity for treating coronavirus patients. Dr. Lisa Goldberg is the emergency room director at Tucson Medical Center.
Once you start to have every hospital full, all the ICU beds full, all the hospital beds full, and you have a virus that is spiraling and spiraling with more and more people becoming positive and therefore at risk inherently of getting sick, it's always concerning because what do we do? Where do we put those patients?
Florida set another record in daily confirmed COVID-19 cases Saturday with more than 9,500. That as officials move to close beaches again and discourage gatherings at bars. Experts say the true number of cases, however, is undoubtedly higher, both because of incomplete testing and because it's becoming clearer to scientists that a significant number of people become infected but do not feel sick or show symptoms. Meanwhile, Vice President Pence is calling off a campaign bus tour of Florida. The White House says he will still travel to the state this week to get a ground report from the governor and his health care teams. As of Saturday evening, Johns Hopkins University's tally shows more than 2.5 million confirmed COVID-19 cases in the U.S., with more than 125,000 people dying from infections. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.